So, Hillary, I brought you a plate of cookies. I mean, this is a big plate and very nice.
Thank you.
Chocolate chip cookies.
You're very welcome. I actually, like, I made chocolate chip cookies last night because I'm going to, I have like a giant tub of them to go to school today for Teacher Appreciation Week.
Really?
So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So
a giant tub.
If you're
them.
A teacher at Altoona in the middle school
area. Was
that area,
what Mark guilted you into where you said off the air you were considering it and then he said on the air, oh, you should do that. And then you said, well, actually, I didn't know if I'd have time.
I didn't know if I'd have time. Oh, I was up till 11 last night. I made time. Yeah. No, they're delicious.
Salute.
But this batch of cookies makes 9 dozen.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big old batch. And yeah,
so when you get a recipe for chocolate chip cookies, as my sister-in-law does, and then in the family, my sister-in-law, Laura, her chocolate chip cookies are thought to be the best because she puts all of the, she doesn't back off on any of the sugar.
Oh, no, I just, I don't back off on any of that.
Some people.
Well, and this is, these are like the best because these are actually Grandma Judy cookies. This is my mother-in-law's recipe.
I always make Mary's chocolate chip cookies as our family recipe.
Well, I'm excited for you guys to try these.
I had had some dinner last night, and then my daughter Elena had made some cookies that I had found on the refrigerator the previous night. And I went looking for them again last night, and they were gone. And I went to Elena, and I said, your chocolate chip cookies. I kind of felt like it was maybe our secret. And so then she's like, I don't know. So then I asked my wife, and she said, I thought they were bad, and I threw them away. And I said to her, I said, if they weren't burnt, they weren't bad.
Right? I would submit that sometimes, even if they are burnt, I'd still eat them.
Still okay. Yeah.
It's one of those don't waste food things. Honest, unless there's mold growing on it, I will probably eat it.
Here's the thing. The next question.
Even then, I might just saw it off.
The next question becomes, if your spouse says that they threw cookies away, I didn't, you know, then the question is, where's that garbage, okay? Because I knew they were in a Ziploc bag.
Are they in a Ziploc?
Could they still be rescued?
Okay. Here's the thing. I knew earlier I had taken the garbage out, so they were already outside. Might I have checked the in-house trash? Maybe. In a Ziploc bag. I wasn't going to go out like a bear digging inside of our...
The neighbors would have been talking if you had.
I almost started digging through the garbage the other day because I wanted to save like a buck on an Ibotta receipt that apparently we'd thrown away. So,
I would totally dig through the garbage.
There's lots
of
things I will dig through the garbage
Absolutely.
For.
Didn't you have a story of you were on the floor?
Yeah, because you eat all kinds of strange things, Caleb.
I do. I will eat most things. I'm sort of a human vacuum cleaner, clean the kids' plates afterward. And I have a reputation. My wife would be like, don't eat that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I was on the floor working out last night. My wife had made some delicious kind of low-carb brownies.
Sure.
And there was a brown piece on the floor, and I just finished a workout and thought, hey, brownie piece. And again, it's on the floor, but I mean, we vacuumed recently. I am picking this up and about to put it in my mouth, and you might say, that's disgusting, Caleb. It is. It's who I am. Don't judge it. And I noticed a piece of straw in this and realized, this was not a brownie. This was a clod of dirt that one of my children had tracked through the clean living room.
Yikes.
I caught it just before it hit my pearly whites.
There you go.
But I literally almost, I've also done that with what I thought was cookie dough. They were raw meatballs in the fridge.
No.
And I thought, this must be cookie. So it's almost gotten me in trouble before.
Vacuum cleaner, it takes me back. My dad, I remember him calling me. He said, he called me the human garbage disposal.
Yeah.
So it's a man, you know, vacuum cleaner, garbage disposal, whatever.
Not, want not.
There you go.
My hospital bills come into play.
Meghan Markle has given birth to a baby boy.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Meghan and Harry.
Husband Prince Harry confirming the arrival outside of Windsor Palace yesterday, saying that the experience was amazing and that both mom and baby are doing fine.
I was going to say, he'd say the experience was amazing. Let's see what Meghan says.
He would say that, wouldn't he? Yeah.
The baby weighed 7 pounds, 3 ounces.
Oh.
And just a little one.
The wee little one.
And has a little bit of waiting in terms of making his way to the throne. I mean, I mean, the throne, okay? The child will be 7th in line to the throne.
A lot's got to happen there for that kid
exactly.
to get that. Yeah. That's okay. I wouldn't. Yeah.
But
I wouldn't
want
to be in line
if,
to the throne.
If he lives an interesting life, he might get a Netflix special made about him.
Right.
So.
We're waiting on a name, though.
We are waiting on a name. Ironically, Amy Schumer had her baby boy yesterday, the same day. And here's the really funny part. That couple had announced their pregnancy in October by editing their faces onto a photo of Prince Harry and Meghan's bodies.
Hmm.
Isn't that funny?
Odd.
And then they, had their babies the same day.
Twinsies.
There's so much comedy that's going to come out of that. I'm sure of it.
I guess.
But wow, babies.
Speaking of comedy, if we can transition from one to the other, I'm going to try.
Okay.
So Athena is our dog. You met Wesley the other day.
Oh, yes. Adorable.
So Athena is Evelyn's dog, the mini Aussie Shepherd. And so one of the things about Athena is she does her business in the yard.
Yes.
We put her on a leash. She does her business in the yard. So that you know, but she's very active, energetic dog, and she needs walks and you know, actually get the bike out and she runs.
Runs.
And, so the other night I took her for a walk and... I mean, I don't even bring a doggy doo-doo bag because I'm like, everybody knows in the family, Elena does. I mean, Athena doesn't.
Not Elena.
Yeah, no. And so I think I'm safe until.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
And I don't want to, you know, that's a pet peeve of mine. You know,
right.
It's a big pet peeve. Like, you got your dog does business on somebody else's lawn.
Yeah,
you just leave it?
Yeah.
That is wrong.
That is so wrong.
So I'm going, let's make a deal. Because as Athena's, I'm like, Athena, you are here. I'm like, I didn't bring toilet paper. I didn't bring a bag.
Anything.
But I reached into my coat pocket and I pulled out a package of Mentos. Now.
Eat them quickly.
Hold on. Now I emptied the Mentos into the jacket pocket, giving me a wrapper, and it accomplished the task. So. Hopefully you've already eaten your breakfast this morning.
Somehow I thought you were going to ask somebody for a Coke.
Oh,
and then
that's something.
You know, for people who've seen The Jetsons, you see all of the futuristic things in that cartoon from the early 60s, yes. And you wonder, really, someday, are we going to get there?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I want a robot maid who takes care of everything.
Yeah. And a nap. And a nap.
Yes!
We learned that yesterday on the program for Mother's Day. So, anyhow, this story out of College Station, Texas.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Yeah. A team of engineers at Texas A&M is working on a flying motorcycle.
Some exotic
really?
There's a bar and
the team,
like Hagrid's?
Yeah. The team known as Texas A&M Harmony is competing in a $2 million contest sponsored by Boeing.
Oh, of course it's sponsored by
Boeing. Could use some good PR these days.
Probably. Yes, they could.
The criteria call for engineers to develop flying machines that are quiet, small enough to fit in the garage, and capable of carrying a rider 20 miles before recharging or refueling.
Huh.
Get you over traffic jams.
Interesting. Right. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you can never say never, right? I mean, because of the Wright brothers, they said, never. What are you talking about, right?
Yeah.
And that was the early part of the 20th century.
I know.
A lot of the moms out there are probably saying, motorcycles are dangerous now.
That's
I don't know. We have a few motorcycles in our garage, and I don't think I need any of them to fly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Dean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not only, it's anything on two wheels with that man. Like, he's bicycles, yeah. He's motorcycle. I'm not right. kidding. We have three motorcycles in our garage right now. He assures me one of them will be going up for sale shortly.
Mm.
Oy.
Okay.
Is pixie dust a possibility for this?
Pixie dust. There
Seems
you go.
Seems like it might That's save a lot need. Of time.
And money.
It's I would really like cool. to submit that for my share of the $2 mil.
It sounds really cool, though.
It does sound super cool.
Flying motorcycles.
It does sound
right?
super cool. Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Men in midlife crisis.
Yeah, right.
Hang tight. We got something for you.
Nice.
All right. I did not know about this song from Sinatra.
Seriously?
So, no,
this is
really.
One of my favorites. I love this Sinatra song. Yeah. Fly with me.
One more item for you to lose in the back of your refrigerator.
Perfect.
Millennials and anyone who loves avocado toast.
Okay.
Listen up. There is a new avocado product. Now, before I get started dissing this, I love avocados.
Yeah, I do.
They are delicious.
Guacamole.
Mm. Not so much avocado toast, but maybe because I haven't tried that enough to build
I've
a habit.
Not tried
but I love
avocado
toast. Superfood.
Okay.
Delicious.
Yeah, delicious.
Well, a lot of folks, and maybe in that millennial generation... Mm. Avocado toast is a big thing.
The thing.
But it's difficult to spread avocado on toast, I guess. And some people, you've even seen avocado injuries where they get lacerations on their fingers
oh,
and such
goodness.
From having trouble or not knowing how to properly slice and scoop out
avocado.
An avocado. So there is a new product that's called Avocado on a Stick.
Avocado on a stick. Is it just like you
this
take a stick and shove it into an avocado?
You think this is deep fried
like
fair
the
food.
Fair. No.
Yeah.
This is avocado on a stick. Think rather than deep fried fair stick, think deodorant stick. This is avocado literally in a deodorant container. It looks like
a white and green jar of Speed Stick. I was watching this video from a page called Unnecessary Inventions. You literally, it's like your Old Spice or your Speed Stick or what have you. You just kind of turn the little knobby and you use it just like you would deodorant. Instead of putting on your pits, you put
That's
it on your toast.
So weird.
And gross.
I couldn't allow it in my house because here's why. Some sleepy morning, I'd go into the medicine cabinet and I'd be there after the shower and I'm like, I just used avocado under my arm.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
But maybe you can get it into your bloodstream through osmosis.
Right, all those omega-3s and all the goodness of avocados in your underarms.
Find it in your deodorant aisle.
Does it keep you dry is my question.
I doubt it. I think it'd be like a little greasy, oily. Yeah. Hmm. I'm not so sure.
All right.
Holy guacamole, Batman. That is not a needed invention for this world.
No.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.